Stanislaus State Baseball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports crew live from the press box for all the action of Warriors baseball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network, right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
Well, it was an exciting game one. Unfortunately, if you're a Stanislaus State Warrior baseball fan, it did not end happily as the Warriors fell in their season opener by a final score of 6-5 in 13 innings. And now it is time for game two. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Katana Sushi. First visiting Central Washington Wildcats. Leading off, second baseman Marcus Manzardo. Batting second, center fielder Baba Varner Jr. Out in right field in game two is Logan Blank. The designated hitter batting cleanup, Brandon Ponce. Batting fifth, the left fielder Ben Lead. Hitting sixth over at first base, the guy who had the game-winning RBI here in game one, Andrew Sharp. Getting a start at third base and batting seventh is Noah Juarez. Behind the plate, hitting eighth, is Travis Helm. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Justin Birch. And the starting pitcher for the Wildcats will be right-hander Jonathan Garza. For your Stanislaus State Warriors, it is the exact same lineup as game one, other than the catching position. Leading off, the shortstop, Robert Valdivia. Batting second, designated hitter Luke Davies. Hitting third, right fielder J.D. Madrigal. Batting fourth, the left fielder Alex Solis. Hitting fifth, third baseman Flavio Perez. At first base, batting sixth, Art Navarrete Jr. Behind the plate, batting seventh, will be John Luke Goldman. Hitting eighth, the center fielder Jacob Baker. And the second baseman batting ninth is Ryan Leonasio. And the starting pitcher for Stanislaus will be the junior transfer right-hander Pierce Saylor. And you know, it's never good when you have your computer battery running low for some reason, but we will fix that. So Saylor, the right-hander, he is a transfer from Mount San Jacinto Junior College, where last year he went 5-4 with a save in 17 appearances, 10 starts. He had a 7.48 ERA in 61 and a third innings. He gave up 81 hits, 20 walks, and he struck out 63. The big thing for him in his 10 starts this year, at least, he pitched at least 5 innings in 8 of those starts. We're about ready to get started, and we're going to introduce our new guest here in just a moment. Off for the Wildcats, we apologize. Had a little technical difficulties there. First pitch to Manzardo, misses for a ball, 1-0. And we want to welcome to the Golden Valley Health Center broadcast booth for his first time, good friend of ours and former Stan State Warrior, Brett Tate. Tate, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up. I want to see some baseball.
You just finished some basketball. It was an exciting day over at the Fitz.
Yeah.
The 1-0 pitch is fouled off to the left out of play, 1-1. Manzardo, left-handed hitter against Saylor. He's going to swing and chop a slow one up the right side past Saylor. Going to be a tough play for Leonasio. He gets there in time, and he throws out the speedy Manzardo for out number one, and that's how this game gets started. So, Brett, why don't you tell everybody what happened at the Fitz, as you were there at a front row seat.
I did. The Warriors came through at the end. Defensive game. But they came through at the end. They made some good plays down the stretch and hit some crucial free throws to win it.
That's a big win for Coach Travis Crew, 61-57, as Varner swings at the first pitch and hits a little loop around the left field. A sliding catch by Alex Solis to rob Varner Jr. of a bloop single, and quickly there are two away. Nice play that time by Solis, and quickly there are two outs, and Logan Blank will be the batter. So Brett played here in the mid-80s. You coached a lot of high school baseball. Your brother Mick, who also played here, coached a lot of high school baseball. And so we're excited to have Brett here. And the first pitch is swung on and hit to second base. Well, this is quick. Got to love that. About 4 pitches and 3 outs. That's a 4-3 putout. And just like that, the top of the first is over. for the Wildcats in the top of the first. Nothing doing. We're ahead to the bottom of inning number one. It's Central Washington nothing. The Warriors coming to bat.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and start your local adventure today. City Direct, connecting local businesses with local buyers right at your doorstep.
Welcome back to Warrior Baseball Field, bottom of the first inning. It'll be Valdivia, Davies, and Madrigal to face Jonathan Garza. And for Garza, he was one of the top pitchers for the Wildcats last year. In fact, he went 3-4 with a 3.80 ERA. He appeared in 15 games, 14 as a starter. He had two complete games. In 71 innings, he gave up 64 hits, 49 runs, only 30 of them earned. He walked 30, and he struck out 81 in those 71 innings. And he pitched against the Warriors here last year and pitched extremely well. As he started the season opener, last year, he went five innings, gave up five hits, three runs, all of them earned. He walked two, and he struck out 10. In his career, Garza is 5-7 with a 5.26 ERA. And he's a guy that pitches into the ballgame. 10 times last year, he pitched at least five innings. I think, Brett, as you look at this game, when you went 13 and you used a lot of bullpen, a lot of pressure on these two starters in game two to give their coaches some length.
Man, you need some arms. You need a ton of arms here this weekend. I mean, especially after that 13-inning game.
So Valdivia to lead it off. Valdivia did not have a good day. He went 0-6 in game one. And Robert's way too good of a hitter, so someone's going to pay the price for that as the first pitch fastball from Garza is taken for a strike. Home plate umpire is the crew chief, Nicholas Webb. Over at first base is Robert Drake. And at third base is Robert Estep. Valdivia takes a fastball. Outside corner at the belt, and it's 0-2. And after a 13-inning game, I got to think the strike zone's going to be large. And get up there and swing the bat, gentlemen.
Yes, yes.
Breaking ball hangs up high, 1-2.
It's interesting. I did a little research. We got Ellensburg is a town of about 20,000, and on the eastern side of the Cascades.
It just swung in and foul tipped at the plate. About 2 hours, 2.5 hours from Seattle?
Yeah, east.
Southeast a little bit, yeah.
The reason I know about it is they grow a lot of hops up there.
Yes, and if you don't know who Brett Tate is, not only do you play baseball here, but he is one of the owners of Dust Bowl Brewing Company. So we may chat about that some tonight, too. Breaking ball just missed off the plate wide.
Ellensburg produced a couple NFL quarterbacks. They got Drew Bledsoe, came from that town. Also, John Kitna.
Oh, I remember old John Kitna played for the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
Pitch is swung on and popped up down the right field side. Chasing after it is Manzardo and Sharp. And a nice running catch in foul territory near the bullpen mounds is Andrew Sharp, the first baseman, for out number one.
I would have had a hard time catching that one. That was a first baseman. That looked rough right there.
That's a long run, and you're looking back over your shoulder the wrong way.
It's difficult.
The lights are just now starting to take effect. That is not an easy play.
No.
It's still a little squishy down there from the rain we had yesterday and this morning. So Luke Davies will be the batter.
He navigated it.
Davies, who had a big at-bat in game one, and unfortunately for Stanislaus, it didn't go well as he hits one right back up the middle off the backside of Garza, who knocks it down, picks it up, and throws out Davies, and quickly there are two away. Davies and Madrigal both came up in the bottom of the 13th, down one, and Davies struck out and Madrigal lined out to end the game.
I was in watching basketball at that time.
You were, and then I texted you, and you couldn't believe it. First of all, that Madrigal hit a three-run homer to tie it in the bottom of the ninth with two outs and two strikes. First pitch is a fastball swung and a miss. Garza's got a little giddy up. You were out here a little bit earlier for the saw a little bit of Chiron, the starter in game one. This guy definitely throws harder.
Yes. He brings it.
Garza. Goes right over the top, and Madrigal's going to drive one out into deep left center field. Going back is Felton, and he will run out of room, and it is gone. J.D. Madrigal with his second home run of the day, and the Warriors jump out in front. It's 1-0.
That's a good start to the season right there. That was driven.
That was a no-doubter. Now, you wonder as the air gets a little heavier and the night gets a little darker, ball doesn't carry as well, but that one cleared easily over the Warrior helmet logo in deep left center field. So Solis will be the batter. Solis also a tough game one. He was 0-for-6. First pitch fastball taken for a strike. And early in the year, you don't like those big offers in extra inning games. That, no, that makes the batting average hurt a little bit for a while.
That's a long comeback right there.
One strike pitch is taken for a strike, breaking ball at the belt, and quickly it's 0-2.
Yeah, you have to start stacking really good at bats together, or else that average will climb, go down.
Pitch is swung on and rolled up the third baseline, and it's going to stay fair. It is, and it'll be an infield single. Well, when you go 0-for-6 in game one, you rode that one of those.
Yeah. I mean, you need those kind of at bats right there. You hit a line drive right at the shortstop or the third baseman, and then you come back with a dribbler for a base hit. That's all good karma right there.
What in that baseball though, Brett?
It's
the only sport where you can do something terrible and benefit from it, or do something great and get nothing for it.
So true.
Flavio Perez will be the batter. Perez had a hit here, and he takes a swing at a high fastball and doesn't get it. Strike one. So we apologize. If you are trying to catch Flo College, having a little technical issues, but we'll get those figured out here. Breaking ball misses high, 1-1. Warriors get a run on the Madrigal solo home run here with two outs. A swing and bunt single by Solis. Warriors have a runner at first with two outs for Flavio Perez. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-1.
I'm always interested in how these coaches construct their rosters, and I was taking a look at Central Washington, and there's a lot of Washington kids, of course, and then they got a little bit of Oregon. They have three kids from Hawaii, I believe. That was interesting.
That's a culture. That's a climate shock as a fastball is swung on and missed up out of the strike zone, and it's 2-2.
The Warriors have a ton of Valley, a lot of local.
And I think that's something Kenny's really trying to build upon the last, I'd say, 10 or so years.
I love it.
There's a lot of great baseball played here at the high school and junior college level as Perez spoils off a breaking ball and shoots it off to the right out of play to stay alive at 2-2.
Yeah, you don't need to look too far to find some good baseball around here. From Sacramento to Fresno or even Visalia, they sprinkled those guys in.
You occasionally get a good guy, a couple good players from the west side or maybe up in the hills. 2-2 the count to Perez. Solis goes, and the fastball is foul-tipped into the glove of Helm, who holds on. And Perez is strikeout victim number one, and the side is retired. But not before the Warriors draw first blood as they pick up a run on the home run by Madrigal. Two hits and a runner left. We're headed to inning number two. It's Stanislaus 1, Central Washington, nothing.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit its pocket like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Back here at Warrior Baseball Field, Stanislaus leads 1-0. I want to remind you, it is breakfast baseball tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 9:45 in the morning. First pitch at 10 o'clock. They're going to play as much baseball tomorrow as they possibly can. Central Washington's got to catch a flight, so we're going to play a 9-inning game at 10 o'clock, and then depending on how that plays out, the goal is to try to get a 7-inning game afterwards. It just depends on how that plays out. And early in the season, Brett, we know these games typically are not fast movers.
Right.
You got a lot of guys, a lot of pitchers, because you got starters that can't go real deep because of pitch counts and all that kind of stuff. So
certainly. It's also interesting, all those high-latitude teams that play baseball, they always come south, make these southern swings through California, Texas, Florida. And, it's just what they have to do, weather permitting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's tough when they come here and then you have rain issues.
Yeah.
In fact, the Warriors opponent next weekend will be St. Martin's from northern western Washington. It'll be a 3-game series, single game on Friday at 4 o'clock, and then a Saturday doubleheader, 2 9-inning games starting at 12 noon. Our buddy Mike Stucker will be sitting in Brett's seat next weekend.
I'll keep it warm.
First pitch to Ponce, who's designated hitter in this game, is taken for a strike.
This kid played at Washington State, I guess.
Yes, and he hit a booming home run here in game one.
I saw that one.
Swing and a miss. And I think it's 0-2.
He's got good size.
Yeah. Valentine found out, if you're going to come in, you better come way in.
Yeah.
Fastball misses outside. I believe it is 1-2. The scoreboard is running just a little bit behind. It is 1-2. Saylor, who works quickly. 1-2 pitch is a slider hit high in the air. Straightaway center field. Baker now comes in a step, and he'll make the catch for out number one. You know, I think the importance for Saylor is, even though Goldman is catching and he didn't catch game one, everybody else played the entire 13 innings of game one. The legs are a little tired. You remember those days of playing the double hitters?
Oh, man.
That's a lot of standing.
A lot.
And so to work quickly, to get in the strike zone, to keep things moving is absolutely critical. As the first pitch to Ben Lead is fouled off to the right, out of play, strike one. Lead, one of the main reasons that the Wildcats won game one, is he took away a walk-off two-run homer from Jacob Baker in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Well, he's a preseason All-American.
Yes, right? He is. Breaking ball, catches the outside corner, and it's 0-2.
He's got skills.
Well, he hit 425 with 9 bombs and 46 RBIs in 50 games. That's not bad.
I would call that good.
Fastball hit on one hop, backhanded by Leonasio. He's got it. From the outfield grass, he will throw out Lead, and quickly there are two away. Ball hit hard, but hit right at the Warrior second baseman. Two outs, nobody on, and the other hero from game one for the Wildcats, Andrew Sharp. It was Sharp's, pardon the pun, Sharp single up the middle. In the top of the 13th, that plated the decisive run in the Wildcats 6-5 victory. He swings at the first pitch and drives it out into deep left center field, chasing after his Solis, and he will not get it as it will hit the wall on the fly. Cruising into second base with a stand-up double is Andrew Sharp. First hit of the game two for the Wildcats, and that ball was pounded.
Yeah, when you can go opposite field like that, at that, just that drive that he has, an outside pitch took it just deep left center.
Well, and sometimes many times you see guys on that outside pitch, they want to pull it, and then they just hit a ground ball to second base.
Right.
You let the bat ball get to you, you use your bat, and you drive it the other way. Get a little backspin, that ball takes off. Noah Juarez, the third baseman, will be the batter. Juarez is 0-for-1 in the game as he pinch hit in the 7th inning. Takes a pitch low, ball one. 1-0 Stanislaus, tying run at second base. Two outs here in the top of the second, a 9-inning game. Fastball misses way inside, 2-0. So Saylor in the stretch for the first time, and that's an adjustment.
Oh, there's no doubt. Changes everything.
And Saylor had nice rhythm going from the windup. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. And interesting, Coach Kenny calls this breaking ball there, kind of slow him down a little bit. get the nice mechanics, get the snap. Most people think, oh, I got to throw the fastball because I can throw it for a strike. A lot of times when you're struggling with your release point, that is the hardest pitch to throw for a strike. Pitch is rolled on to second. Leonesio gets it on the third hop. He throws out Juarez, and Saylor pitches his second consecutive scoreless inning for the Wildcats here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left. Head to the bottom of the second. The Warriors won. Central Washington, nothing.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Out of the second inning, 1-0 Stanislaus. It'll be the bottom third of the order for the Warriors. Actually, it'll be 6-7-8. It'll be Navarrete Jr., Goldman, and Baker for Stanislaus. You know, Brett, early in the year, you know, we always think of baseball, you're going to play it when it's warm and it's sunny, and it's neither of those things right now.
No.
It's a little chilly, though. Much nicer than yesterday, not just the rain, but the temperature. But what were some of the challenges for you early on in the season when you had to play when the weather was less than ideal?
You know, just the sting of the ball hitting the bat, catching it at first base, you know, having a sore.
As Navarrete's going to turn on an inside fastball and line it foul into the Central Washington bullpen down the right field side, strike one.
You catch too many in the palm over there early in the season, your hand gets bruised and, you know, it has a hard time recovering.
So you played first base after a prep career at Turlock High School as Navarrete swings at a breaking ball in the dirt and he's behind 0-2. And then played here.
Went to Modesto Junior College for a year, sat out my second year, went to Grossmont Junior College in San Diego and played as well, and then I came home.
Okay. Fastball spins Navarrete out of the way, and it's 1-2. So who are some of the guys that you played with when you were here?
So it was funny. The roster build that I was talking about, we had a ton of Southern California kids on the team.
As Navarrete swings and misses at a changeup, back-to-back strikeouts for Garza, and there's one away.
And then we had the Bay Area, and then a few locals. Not a ton of locals at that time. It was a Southern California-dominated team, really.
And Coach Bone was your coach?
Yes, sir.
First pitch fastball to John Luke Goldman getting his first at-bat. Misses up and in, ball one. Goldman, going to be the backup catcher this year. John Luke was a pinch hitter extraordinaire last year. Fastball misses high, 1-1. 2-0, excuse me. Last year, John Luke hit 200. He was 3-for-15. All three of those hits, pinch hits.
Earned his time.
Fastball taken for a strike, 2-1. John Luke from Pasadena, California. It was funny. John Luke's freshman year, somehow I got him and another guy confused. I said he was from Santa Clarita the whole year. Felt so bad. Parents were like, what happened? John Luke's going to line one into right center field for a base hit. Chasing after it is Blank. He will try to cut it off. John Luke's going to round first. He is going to head into second. He'll make it with a dive. A one-out double by Goldman puts a runner in scoring position for the Warriors with one out.
That was a beautiful swing. Outside pitch. Just went with it. Dropped it in there. Actually, he lined it in there. That was a line drive.
Yeah, he hit that ball hard.
Yeah.
Jacob Baker will be the batter. Baker, as we said earlier, was robbed of a hero's trip around the bases by Ben Lead in the bottom of the 10th inning. Baker, right-handed hitter. squares around a bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes a pitch high and outside, ball one.
Probably want to stay away from hitting it to the All-American.
I would think so. Give you some scores around the CCAA and the InsureCal CCAA out-of-town scoreboard here in just a few minutes. Want to know the count. Goldman with his lead from second. Fastball swung on and missed, 1-1. We always say John Luke's got catcher speed. Hey. We let people interpret that whatever they want.
He made it.
And he showed a little giddy up there.
Yeah, and he's dirty now. That's perfect for a catcher.
Breaking ball hangs up high, 2-1. Top of the sixth inning down in Pomona. It is Cal Poly Pomona with an 8-6 lead over Westmont. Bottom of the eighth in the second game of a doubleheader. And after it was 2-1 in game one, it is Azusa Pacific trying for the sweep. They lead San Bernardino 12-11. Wow. Breaking ball snaps in there for a strike. 2-2. Oh, this is where the scores were all last year. Final score over in Monterey, and Western Oregon splits their doubleheader with Monterey Bay as they beat the Otters for the first time 6-3 after Monterey scored 3 in the bottom of the eighth to win the first game 4-3 as Baker swings and misses at a fastball, doesn't get it. Third strikeout for Garza. Two away, and Ryan Leonasio will be the batter. Leonasio hit .357 last year. Leonasio was on base 3 times in game one. Also had a sacrifice bunt. Couple of hits. He's going to swing and hit a 2-hopper to second. Manzardo's got it. He'll throw out Leonasio, and the Warriors are retired here in the second. For Stanislaus in inning number 2. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left. We're through 2 here at Turlock. It's the Warriors 1. The Wildcats, nothing.
You're up before the sun, outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
That breeze comes in off the ocean there.
So we go to the top of the third inning. Pierce Saylor, who has retired 6 of the 7 hitters he has faced, will take on the 8-9-1 hitters. It'll be Helm, Birch, and then back to the top of the order, Manzardo. Continuing the InsureCal CCAA out-of-town scoreboard, Chico State sweeps Point Loma, winning game 2 by a final of 3-0. They take 2 out of 3 from the nationally ranked Sea Lions. Coach Taylor might have it rolling back up there in Chico again.
Yeah.
And they're pitching. They have gone to the top of the 7th in the second game of the doubleheader, and San Marcos with a 6-5 lead over St. Martin's after they beat the Saints 17-13 in game 1 of the doubleheader.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of runs going on in that. A lot of runs. Saylor to Helm. First pitch breaking ball snaps in there for a strike. Travis Helm, the backup catcher, as Brady Hinkle had a good day, had a big 2-run single in game 1, getting the second game off because he caught 13 innings. Breaking ball taken for a strike, and quickly Saylor out in front 0-2. Helm last year hit .157, no home runs, 5 RBIs. And the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball, misses just a little bit low, 1-2. And Dominguez and Fresno, they're having some issues with the old live stats. That is a ground ball past Perez down the left field line. Chasing after it is Solis. Helm is going to round first. He's going to head into second. Here's the throw. Will not be in time. And Travis Helm has himself a leadoff double. Perez tried to backhand that. I don't know if he had time to get in front of it, but the backhand was a little slow getting down, and Helm's got himself a leadoff double.
Yeah, he turned on that.
The last update we had from Fresno was Fresno Pacific led Dominguez 5-0 in the sixth, but that was a long time ago. We'll give you some scores around the CCAA basketball here in just a minute. Justin Birch will be the batter. He was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts, and he swings and foul, tips one at the plate, strike one. It was Cal Poly Humboldt in the men's side defeating San Bernardino 91-81. Humboldt is on a roll. They are red hot.
Yeah, when you score 90s.
Pitch is driven out to right field. Going back is Madrigal. He'll have plenty of room. He'll make the catch, tagging his helm. The throw for Madrigal will be cut off by Valdivia, and a productive out for Birch as he gets helm to third. And the Wildcats have the tying run at third with less than one out, or excuse me, with one out for Marcus Manzardo. It was Cal Poly Pomona over Chico State, 65-54. So after Pomona had struggled to do anything for three straight games, they'd lost three in a row. They go beat the first-place team in the conference. That is the way this year has been. You've seen it. It's just been weird for basketball. East Bay sweeps the weekend as they beat Monterey Bay 78-76. First pitch to Manzardo was ripped into right field for a base hit, scoring his helm to tie the game at one. So Manzardo, not waiting around, saw a pitch he liked on the first pitch and ripped it through the hole. For Manzardo, that's his first RBI of the year. And Central Washington ties it at one.
Yeah, you were saying Cal State, East Bay. I have a hard time with that still. When I was playing, it was Hayward
State. It's Hayward State. I know, it's just Hayward State. Cal State, East Bay is so much harder to say.
I know.
Baba Varner Jr. will be the batter. He was robbed of a bloop single on a nice sliding catch by Solis in left field. Takes the first pitch breaking ball for a strike.
So when I was playing in this league, we had Sac State was in it, UC Davis.
Yep.
It was a gnarly league, but we didn't have any Southern California teams in the league at that time.
Pitch is grounded to second. Could be two. Leonasio's got it. It'll go to second for one. And Valdivia can't get it out of his glove, and that throw's not going to be in time. It'll be a fielder's choice. 4-6 as Valdivia just could not get it out of his glove. And Varner Jr. Varner Jr. beats out. Two away. And Logan Blank will be the batter. Blank grounded out to second base his first time up. And a little bit of a shocker, Sonoma State, who had dropped three in a row since the news came out that they were dropping sports, they obliterated Cal State LA today. 83-56. What in the world?
Playing with a purpose, you know.
Stanislaus State, as we said before, beat San Francisco State 61-57, and Cal State Dominguez Hills now in sole position of first place as they beat San Marcos 79-66. Blank, open stance from the left side. Swings and cues one off the end of the bat, foul towards the Warrior dugout.
I was talking to the Sonoma State basketball coach the other night when I was at the game. It was right after they announced the athletic drop. And he said, yeah, I'm not worried about me. He said, I'm worried about the kids trying to place them, trying to get them to their next spot.
Well, and that's a tough thing, too. It's like, you know, what do you do in that kind of situation? The pitch is swung and fouled back. It stays 0-2. You know, baseball now, they're going to play out the year, but for those Sonoma State kids, it's kind of, for the non-seniors, it's kind of an audition.
It is an audition.
For the basketball guys, you're in the middle of the year. Sonoma State was in a playoff position when this came out, and they just have fallen off the face of the earth, understandably so.
Yes.
And so now what do you do with, you know, these kids got to figure out where they're going to go in the middle of trying to finish out a season. Pitch is rolled to second. Leonasio's got it. He'll go to first in time to retire Blank, and Saylor gets through the third, but not before the Wildcats tie it as they pick up a run on a couple of hits. No errors and a runner left. We're through 2.5 here in Turlock. It's the Warriors 1 and the Wildcats 1.
Price Ford of Turlock has been one of our partners for the last 4 years. Not only do they support the Stan State Athletic Program, but many other organizations in our area. They supply yearly FFA scholarships to the kids from Turlock, Pittman, and Denaire High Schools. And you can also find them at the fair every year, buying our kids animals from all over the county. We love working with the team at Price Ford of Turlock and appreciate their support of Warrior Athletics and our community. Visit our website at priceFordOfTurlock.com to learn more.
I was talking to their coach.
Welcome back to Warrior Baseball Field. And we're just kind of taking a peek here at the standings in the CCAA for men's basketball. Cal State Dominguez Hills in first place at 13-1. Chico State two games behind as they lose both games this weekend down south. They are now 11-3. Cal State San Bernardino with their loss to Humboldt falls to 9-5. Humboldt now solidly in fourth at 8-6. East Bay in fifth place at 7-7. And then there is a laundry list. There are currently four teams tied for sixth place. And they take, of course, Brett, six teams to the conference tournament. So Pomona, Stanislaus, LA, and San Francisco all tied at 6-8. The Warriors still get Pomona and LA at home, and they will have already won the season series with San Francisco. So Coach Trev's got himself in a position. You take care of business, beat the teams you're supposed to, going to give themselves a shot.
Give them a chance. They're exciting to watch. I enjoy watching those guys.
Robert Valdivia to lead it off for Stanislaus. Valdivia 0-1. He fouled out to first his first time up, and he swings and hits a high fly ball. Shallow center field. Racing in is the center fielder, Felton. He will reach out. He will make the catch for out number one.
That thing just hung up there in the night.
Yeah, there you go. We want to hear you, Brad. Got to put a little closer to your mouth. There we go.
There you go.
Because, you know, this is saved for all time. I'm going to send this to your wife so she gets a chance to listen.
Oh, she's out with the girls tonight.
That's why I'm sending it to her later.
Yeah.
Luke Davies will be the batter. Davies bounced back to the mound his first time up. Swings and chops one foul, strike one. And definitely a lot more aggressive swinging here in game two, I think for a multitude of reasons. A, people are tired. B, both these pitchers aren't going to walk too many people. So you might as well go up there swinging the bat. 1-1 ball game, bottom of the third. Davies takes a fastball outside, 1-1. So, bro, anything new over at one of my favorite places to go, Dust Bowl Brewing?
Yeah, well, there's new things all the time. It never stops. We've got the distillery going now.
As Davies is going to rocket one out into left center field where nobody is. Lead going to get over there and try and cut it off. Davies is going to round first. He is going to head to second, and he is going to be safe. Boy, a good relay throw by the shortstop Birch, and Davies was going to be a dead duck. But the throw was to the right field side of second base, and Davies just got in there with a dive with a one-out double.
I love seeing that great hustle right there. He knew right out of the box he was taking two, and whatever happened at second base is going to happen.
Well, you got to remember, too, the outfield's still wet, even though we haven't had rain since about 10 o'clock today. So, you know, guys are picking up the wet ball, and you're just not going to be as accurate or be as aggressive with your throw as you normally would be. J.D. Madrigal, who homered in the first, his second of the day, takes a breaking ball down and in, ball one.
He has a unique stance. His feet are extremely close together, and you would think that that would make him lunge a little bit more, but he picks up that front foot and puts it down real well, and he's in good position to hit.
Breaking ball, taken for a strike. Little fact about J.D. Madrigal, his cousin is Nick Madrigal, former first-round pick of the White Sox,
yes.
Who now just signed. I just saw he signed a, what do they call it, like a two-way deal now, a minor league invitation to spring training with the New York Mets. J.D. takes a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-2. And J.D. is a lot bigger than his cousin. Nick is not a big guy.
No.
Super talented guy, but he's not a big guy.
Well, Elk Grove produces some unbelievable baseball talent they have for years.
Baseball and football.
Yes.
They bring some dudes out of there. Breaking ball, called strike three on the inside corner. Perfect pitch by Garza. Madrigal down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Garza. Two away, and Alex Solis will be the batter. Solis had an infield single. Really, he had a swing and bunt that just rolled about 50 feet up the third baseline and hugged the foul line all the way. Where he needed a two-out base hit. That was, other than the three-run homer by Madrigal, that was a problem in game one. They had opportunities late in that game to do some things with two outs that just couldn't get the big hit. And the first pitch breaking ball taken for a strike. Where he's trying to split the series. Split the doubleheader with Central Washington. as we head into the final game or games of the series tomorrow. Breaking ball. This is Low 101.
Here we have a local kid, Central Valley High School, Ceres, California.
Year 6.
I love it.
Double COVID.
Yeah, why not? You know, otherwise you got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, you can get out of here with a master's degree. Master's degree in 6 years of baseball. That's a pretty good gig.
I'll take it.
Fastball misses high, 2-1. Now, Brent, most guys know you, or most people know you around the area as the Dust Bowl guy, but you were in education for a long time.
22 years coaching in this area.
Hillmar and Pittman, right?
Hillmar, Atwater, Pittman, Central Catholic, Turlock, and Orestimba.
Orestimba. Wonder where you got it. Who took you out there? Yeah. Breaking ball, Mrs. Low, 3-1.
So the story is, if you want to hear it, is I finished playing ball here in 85, and I took off for Europe, like everybody should do, right?
All the parents just said, oh, yeah, thank you very much.
On a sojourn. And I ended up back home.
3-1 pitch misses up and in, ball 4. And the Warriors have 2 on with 2 out for Flavio Perez. First walk of the game given up by Garza.
And my brother was coaching out at Orestimba, Mick Tate.
Yeah,
he called me. Yeah, he called me and he said, hey, you want to help me coach? I said, where are you at? And he said, Orestimba High School. I go, where is that? You know, the world was much smaller then.
Yes.
You know, it's in Newman, you know, it's just 20 minutes away.
First pitch to Perez is swung in and pop foul back behind home plate, strike 1.
So I went out there for 3 years and then kind of made my odyssey after that. Went to Central, went to Turlock. This is all the while trying to get my credential and do all those things. And then I got my first teaching job at Atwater High School in 1990.
Okay. I played against your dad when he coached there. Flavio Perez is going to line one into left field, coming in his lead. He will dive, and he will not make the catch. Scoring is Davies. Stopping at third is Solis. Into second with a double is Perez, and the Warriors take a 2-1 lead. Boy, it took Robert a step a long time to decide whether that ball had been caught or not, and Lead is pleading his case that the ball came out because he was trying to pull it out of his glove, not because the ball hit the ground. And so now we're going to have a conference. One thing I've learned in all my years, Brett, rarely, of course, I'll probably be wrong here, but rarely do they ever change anything once it's...
Yeah, clear evidence. Well, he took a while to make the call. It looked like he trapped it. Obviously, the left fielder is going to plead his case. But we'll see what happens.
Well, I think a step wants to see if Robert Drake, the first base umpire, had an angle to see maybe whether he would have caught it or not. But it didn't appear like he did. It looked like it had dropped just in front of his glove. We do not have replay set up for today. But it's never good when they go walk over to the head coach if you're a Stanislaus fan. Right now, it appears the Warriors are up 2-1 with runners at second and third. 2 outs and Navarrete Jr. up. So they're explaining to Desi Story that it was a trap. It is a RBI double for Perez, and the Warriors lead 2-1. So Perez with his first RBI of the year, first extra base hit of the year. And Art Navarrete Jr., who struck out swinging, the Warriors finally get a big 2-out hit. Second double of the inning for the Warriors. So Navarrete Jr. now a chance to extend the lead, and the first pitch is swung on and fisted foul, left side out of play, strike 1. Yeah, so I actually played high school baseball as a player against your dad, brother, who was coaching.
Yeah, no, I think I coached against you.
I think you probably did.
You were at TC.
I was. It just swung on and fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2.
We were in the same league at that time, I believe.
Yeah, that would not be the case anymore.
No.
You talked about, the days now Stan State used to play UC Davis and Sac State. I remember the days when little TC would be playing Mariposa and Orestimba and Ripon Christian and Gustine. And
I don't want to hear it. You guys held your own.
Well, we did.
You had a good class or a couple classes there in a row.
Pitch is swung on and pop foul out of play. Stays 0-2. It's tough when you don't get a good class in those small little schools.
Yeah.
It gets rough.
Yeah, it gets
in rough. A hurry.
Yeah.
In fact, Ryan Leonesio, TC grad.
Yep.
And Eli Davis, All-American center fielder, which is now hard to believe, 13 years ago.
Oh, man.
I know. It's scary.
It just flies. Time is flying.
Every behind 0-2, swings and grounds one up the middle, off the glove of Garza to the second baseman, Manzardo, who throws out the diving Navarrete Jr. That saved possibly two runs. That ball looked like it was ticketed for center field. Garza got a piece of it, and it's a 1-4-3 putout to retire the side. But the Warriors take the lead as they pick up a run on a couple of hits, no errors, and two runners left. We're through three here in Turlock. Stanislaus 2, Central Washington 1.
At KW Recovery Lab, we're redefining what recovery looks like. Our dedicated specialists work with you to create a personalized plan, helping you recover faster and feel your best. Whether it's a chill in our cryotherapy chamber, soothing heat in the infrared sauna, a refreshing plunge in the cold tub, or a one-on-one session with our certified athletic trainers, we've got you covered. At KW Recovery Lab, we're here to turn customers into family, strangers into friends, and individuals into community. Visit us at kwrecoverylab.com or call 209-250-2555 to book your appointment today. KW Recovery Lab, your local wellness center, pioneering self-managed healthcare.
2-1 Stanislaus State as we head to the top of the fourth inning, and here with former Stan State first baseman Brett Tate, now more famously known as the Dust Bowl guy, which, you know, that not much better to be known than that, right, Brett?
No, I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah. Me too. Hey, you know what? I actually remember, I don't know if you remember this. I remember you, myself, and our buddy Rick Moen driving in the car, and I remember you telling me we were headed somewhere, and you were coaching and teaching at the time. I had just gotten into financial planning, and you were telling your dream about Dust Bowl and what it was all about. That was almost 20 years ago now.
Yeah, it had to have been. I always ask some of my ex-players, was I talking about brewing beer at that time while I was coaching you? Because I want to know exactly when I started thinking and talking about it.
Sailor's first pitch to Ponce is taken outside. Ball one. Ponce 0-for-1. He flew out to center field his first time up. And in your wildest dreams, Brett, did you ever think it would become what it has become?
No. I mean, we just started it, just like all craft brewers do, in a small industrial condo unit over there off Tegner. And it's just, I can't explain it, you know. The community's been so supportive of it.
2-0 pitch to Ponce is a slow breaking ball swung on a miss, 2-1. And, you know, the great thing is you have provided so much for the community. The number of jobs you now provide, the known to Turlock is Dust Bowl land, you know,
that.
And what you guys have been able to give back to the community. I know you guys had a big thing out at the brewery Saturday after the Caleb Bernardi B positive fun run. 3-1 pitch to Ponce is lashed foul right side out of play. The count is full, 3-2. That's got to make you feel good to know that not only you guys have been successful, but you've been able to give back to your community in a multitude of ways.
No doubt. It's just, it's the right thing to do, and it feels good, and it feels good for the community. And we're going to continue that relationship with them if they want to continue, and we've done it for a couple of years now.
They just wanted to pop foul out of play. I heard you guys had quite the crowd.
Yeah, I heard it was
300-400 people, I think.
Yeah, I was in Texas at the time, but I made sure I called in and said, how's it going? And everybody said it was great. So
yeah, I talked to Joe Bernardi, who I share an office with, and breaking ball just misses off the plate wide. And it's a leadoff walk to Ponce. First walk given up by Saylor. And Ben Lead will be the batter. Lead is 0-for-1. He grounded out to second his first time up. Hit it hard, but a nice play by Leonesio. And yeah, Joe said it was just an incredibly fun time, and I think they had almost 900 people sign up for the fun run. Now, a lot of people don't come, and they're known around the area, not only here, but down in Arizona.
Yes.
But the Caleb Bernardi B Positive Foundation, a great fundraising arm and nonprofit here in the area. Kayla, unfortunately, passed away to leukemia gosh, it'll be 11 years ago next month.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. She would have been 30 yesterday. So, breaking ball, catches the inside corner, 1-1.
So, last year, I was first time I entered it as a, you know...
A participant?
Participant, yes. And I did what's called the fun walk.
Yes, that's my favorite kind.
Yeah.
Fastball misses high, 2-1. This year, I did the fun chase my grandkids on bikes. We did about a 2.5K. We decided because of all the people and there, you know, there's no traffic stopped. We hung a left on Berkeley in front of the Turlock High School. We just kind of went around there and then came back. And by then their dad was done running the 5K and we were good.
Perfect.
Breaking ball hangs on the inside corner, called a strike, 2-2. I don't think the lead was in too much agreement there. 2-2 the count. Runner first. Nobody out here. Top of the fourth. 2-1 Stanislaus lead. Pierce Saylor's been very good thus far. Scattered 3 hits and a run. Fastball misses outside, and the count goes full, 3-2. Now got to get in the strike zone. You know, and we saw Ballantyne really cruise kind of through the first 3 innings, and then he got a little tired in the fourth. Starting to see a similar issue here with Saylor pounding the strike zone in the first 3 innings, a leadoff walk, and 3-2, the count to lead. Runner left going, doesn't go, and lead swings and misses on probably what was ball 4, and a fastball is about 6 inches outside. Strikeout number 1 for Saylor, and there's 1 away.
Yeah, you could tell a guy like that, he wants to make an impact, so you can bait him a little bit, I think, sometimes, you know, make it look like a strike, and it becomes a ball. And
I wonder if Ponce may have distracted him a little bit. He took off even before the pitch was thrown, then he stopped.
Yeah, he bluffed.
Sharp takes a breaking ball low. Sharp had a double his first time up into left center field. Yeah, you guys have done a lot of work with Jessica's house here in town, and I know with my wife running that, how much she appreciates you and your wife and the honorees and all that you guys do for the kids in our area. Fastball misses inside, 2-0. And a little shameless plug here, my wife's book comes out on Tuesday.
And?
When Grief Comes Home.
Wow.
So you can pre-order it on Target website, Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
I'll get it.
And she also has a podcast out. Episode number 10 dropped this week. Breaking ball. Catches the outside corner, 2-1. I told her she's only 88 behind me. You realize that, yeah, Eric Davis and myself, Jordan Santa Maria, assistant basketball coach at Stan, and Reggie Wright, Eric's son-in-law, we did 98 podcasts. Get in the game.
Holy smokes.
Fastball catches the outside corner, 2-2. So,
you could be like Joe Rogan, I think.
Oh.
You got a silver tongue. You let it flow.
Yeah, I'm probably the PG version of Joe Rogan.
I think we all are.
Well, not all of us.
Yeah.
2-2 pitch. Misses inside. Goldman can't find it, and Ponce is going to take second base. I could not tell if that was in the dirt or not. I think it was a wild pitch. I think it came up and it hit Webb, the home plate umpire. And Goldman couldn't find it, so that is a free 90 feet. A wild pitch puts a runner in scoring position, and it's 3-2, the count to Sharp. And again, a little bit of fatigue maybe showing on the point of Pierce Saylor. 3-2 pitches, a breaking ball, driven out into right center field, chasing after it is Baker. He'll dive, and he'll make the catch. Tagging and going to third is Ponce on a great diving catch by Jacob Baker to rob Sharp of an RBI and extra bases, and there are 2 outs. Ponce now at third, and Noah Juarez will be the batter. Juarez grounded out to second his first time up. Little activity down in the Stanislaus bullpen. Caleb Bertoncini getting loose down there. Bertoncini kind of was a swingman last year, started the year in the bullpen, had to finish the year in the rotation. First pitch is swung on and foul tipped off of Goldman, strike 1. Yeah, so pretty excited. Of course, you know our family story very well. And so my wife, who is works with grieving children that have lost a parent or a sibling, just hard work but great work, and it's been a huge impact to our community. And we appreciate all you and your family and your business have done to make that a reality. As Juarez swings and rolls one foul towards the Central Washington dugout, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's the way it's supposed to be done.
And it's cool because we have so many of the athletes here that either intern over there, volunteer over there. A lot of the teams come over there and help clean up after a lot of the events. It's just neat to see the camaraderie that has been built between Jessica's house and Stanislaus State. 0-2 pitch is swung on and rolled right back to Saylor. He's got it. He'll run over. He'll underhand it to Navarrete Jr. And Pierce Saylor gets out of the fourth with no damage. For the Wildcats here in the fourth. No runs, no hits. There was a walk and a runner left. We're ahead to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's the Warriors 2, Central Washington 1.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in, trade up, or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today. Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between, our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear? Bring it in. Trade up or cash out? It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1 Stanislaus. Want to remind you, we'll be on the air at 9:45 in the morning. Breakfast baseball tomorrow. Randy Hopkins will join me here in the Golden Valley Health Center broadcast booth. Right now, it is currently scheduled as a 9-7 doubleheader, but we were told Central Washington does have to catch a plane. So a lot will be dependent upon what happens in game one, but they're hoping to get a couple in and finish up this four-game series. Central Washington won the first game, if you weren't with us, 6-5 in 13 innings, which is why it is already 6:30 and we're in the bottom of the fourth of game two. John Lew Golden to lead it off. He doubled his last time up, first pitch, and he tries to do the exact same thing again and shoots it foul right side out of play. He pumped one into the right center field gap his first time, and he was trying to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Where else would you rather be right now, Turlock, California?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Well, other than maybe Dust Bowl.
Okay, yeah, well, that's true. No, I'd say, yeah.
Hey, I got to give you a little shameless plug to help me out today.
Yeah, yeah.
Breaking ball, call to strike, 0-2. Hey, I just heard that we might have another special guest come up here in a few minutes. Pitch is swung on and popped up. Shallow right field. Out is Manzardo. In is the right fielder blank. It'll be Manzardo to call everybody off, and he'll make the catch for out number one. A very happy and victorious basketball coach may be joining us here in a little bit.
Coach Trevor, he was excited before the game. So,
well, he did face San Francisco State, which, you know, he coached there for a long time. He built that program up, and so... And you never want to lose to your protege. That's never good.
No.
Baker swings and fouls one back to the screen. Strike one. Joe D wants to remind me he was part of that program, too. Yes, he was.
Yes, that's right.
That was back in the days.
This guy's been everywhere.
He has. He's been to Humboldt and been able to live to talk about it. Not everybody can say that. As Baker is going to get drilled on a breaking pitch, he squared the bunt. Garza threw a breaking ball that squirted out of his hand, and Baker had absolutely nowhere to go. I mean, you know, this, you square, you set yourself, and then you're just stuck.
Yeah. Just take it.
So speed on the bases for the Warriors with one out.
Just turn your back away from the pitcher and take it.
So Leon Asia to bat. Ryan, 0-1. He grounded out to second his first time up. First pitch is a slider, misses outside, ball one. Ryan getting married in September.
Man, some of these guys.
He's not that old.
No, some of these people are just getting married early.
I got a niece getting married, same age as, in fact, she's a year younger than Ryan in April as Lane Asia swings and chops one foul. Now, I am biased. He did well. He's marrying one of my former blue chip member.
Wow.
Chelsea Berry, former intern. And you know what? If you work with me for 3 years, you deserve a great guy like Ryan.
No doubt. If you know, you know.
So, congratulations to Ryan and Chelsea. Breaking ball, and Baker's going to have it stolen. Baker took off on the breaking ball, It was low, and it wouldn't have mattered. Helm couldn't get out of his glove, but Baker stole that base easily. That's his first of the season, and he's in scoring position with one out.
It's amazing how base running can just change games. Good base running and bad.
And I think it's been a lost art at Major League Baseball until recently, as the breaking ball hangs inside 3-1, because everything became the one of three true outcomes, strikeout, walk, or home run. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, I love baseball. That's boring.
Yeah, the whole hitting concept has changed over the years. I remember back when I was playing, it was hitting over the front leg and George Brett style, Wade Boggs.
3-1 pitch to Leonasio, misses low, ball 4. And a hit batter and a walk have put 2 on with 1 out for the top of the order, and Robert Valdivia.
Rod Carew. I mean, this whole launch angle thing, which, you know, produces a lot of strikeouts, but it gives you more power, obviously. So you got to just, I don't know if everybody in the lineup can be like that. I mean, I think you have to have guys that put the ball in play. And
well, you need to be hard to navigate on. Both runners go. The throw to third is going to be in time, as they say that Juarez tagged Baker. Baker slid to the outside part of the bag, and Robert Estep rings up Baker. It'll be a caught stealing 2-5. And Coach Leonasio, not in agreement. Baker slid to the outside part of the base. The throw beat him there, but the question was he able to get the tag down before Baker got to the outside corner of the bag?
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, the ball got there in a hurry, but he did use his left hand on the backside of the bag, so that's a bang, bang.
And again, with just 3 umpires, those are the things. The ball beats him, and the guy puts the tag down. 9 times out of 10, they're going to ring a guy up, even if he didn't get to him, because it's just the assumption is the ball beat him, he's out. So it'll be a caught stealing. Just the second time in his career, Jacob Baker has been thrown out trying to steal. But it is the second out of the inning. Leonasio now the runner at second. And Valdivia the batter. Breaking ball misses, and I believe it is 1-1 now.
Yeah, that third base umpire, when runner's on base, he goes to the middle of the infield, and it's really tough to see that.
Well, he can't see the hand.
No.
All he sees is the infielder because of where he's positioned. And that's just the reality of 3 umpires. There's nothing you can do about it. Pitch is driven out to right field, hit pretty well. Going back as the right fielder blank. Now he will square up, he will reach up, and he will make the catch. And just like that, the side is retired. For the Warriors here in the fourth, no runs, no hits, a runner left. We're through 4. Stanislaus leads Central Washington 2-1.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at crivelliinsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Top of the fifth inning, Pierce Saylor out for his fifth inning of work. He's got a 2-1 lead. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Stanislaus. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Central Washington, where he's trying to split this doubleheader. I want to remind you, we'll be back here next weekend. Warriors with a 14-game homestand to begin the season. As St. Martin's, the Saints will be here for the first time since I've done this, and that's 14 years. As they will take on the Warriors in a 3-game series, single game on Friday at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 3:45, and then doubleheader at 12 noon on Saturday. Mike Stucker will be joining me in the broadcast booth for that weekend. Excited to have Mike before he heads into his high school coaching season. First pitch from Saylor. is grounded deep into the hole, knocked down by Valdivia. The long throw is going to be off the bag. I don't think he gets Helm anyways, and Travis Helm has his second consecutive leadoff hit. This time it is an infield single. He is 2 for 2. And the Wildcats have the leadoff man on here in the fifth. Fourth hit of the day for the Wildcats. And Justin Birch will be the batter. Birch flying out to right field his first time up. Birch still looking for his first hit as a Wildcat. He is so far 0 for 4 today in the two games. Expect him to bunt. He does, and he bunts at it. Did he bunt at it? Oh, they said he didn't bunt at it. Okay. Pitch misses outside. Ball one. I thought he bunted at that.
Looked like he took a stab at it.
I mean, he kind of reached it. I guess he said he pulled it back as he was reaching. But usually when you do that type of motion, they're going to ring you up. Birch squares to bunt, bunts it up the first baseline. Sailor off the mound to get it. Falls down, and everybody's going to be safe. Sailor lost his footing. He slipped, and Birch beats it out. It'll be an infield single, and two on with nobody out for the Wildcats here in the fifth.
Yeah, you put the ball in play. Play some small ball, and sometimes that happens.
Well, you know, I talked about, you know, when all you do is try and hit the ball over the fence. You do hit it over the fence once in a while, but most of the time you strike out, and this puts so much more pressure on the defense. You make a mistake, now you got an opportunity. Manzardo in the top of the order, he'll square to bunt, and he'll bunt one up the third baseline, but he'll push it foul, strike one.
Don't get me wrong, though. When I was playing, I wish they would have taught. It would have taught launch angle.
Might have helped you a little bit?
Yeah, I would have thrived there.
I just needed hit the ball at any angle. I was a pitcher who played the field because we didn't have a ton of guys. Yeah. So I was not a great hitter. As Sailor spins around and chases the runner back to second. Well, I did hit 320 my junior year. I felt pretty good about that.
That's really good.
We won't talk about the other 3 years. We'll talk about the good year.
You had the senior slump.
Yes. Start thinking about graduation and going away to college.
Life.
Manzardo waits. Spins out of the way of a high fastball, and it's 1-1. Now, big inning right here for Sailor, trying to get through five and preserve a 2-1 lead, but the Wildcats have two on with nobody out. And the top of the order.
Looks like they're committed to some small ball this inning.
Well, they've had opportunities throughout this day. They left 17 guys on in the first game, in spite of winning. As Manzardo's going to push one up the third baseline, he pushes it foul again, and it's 1-2. Manzardo, 1 for 2, grounded out to second to lead off the ballgame, then an RBI single through the right side in the third.
That bad angle that he had right there, there's no way you're going to get that on the ground. The barrel was below.
Sailor now, an opportunity to get a strikeout. I'd love to have a one hopper right at an infielder. 1-2 pitch is swung and driven out to center field, hit pretty well. Going back is Baker. He squares up now. He'll make the catch, tagging his Helm. He will go to third. Wisely, Baker throws it into second to keep the double play in force. But a productive out for Manzardo. And the Wildcats have runners at the corners with one out for Bobba Barner Jr.
Yeah, that was smart baseball by the center fielder. He kept that guy out of scoring position and kept the double play in order.
So how many times you see a guy, though, think, oh, it's a catcher running at second. I'm just going to try and throw him out. You throw it to the lead bag where you have no chance, and then the trail runner just takes the extra 90 feet, and all of a sudden completely changes the inning.
Completely changes it.
So Varner Jr., who is 0 for 2. Swings, and he's going to rip one into right field for a base hit, scoring his Helm on the RBI single by Varner Jr., and this game is tied at 2. Well, Varner Jr. not wasting any time there. He ripped that into right field. So Helm scores for the second time after getting on a leadoff hit. And now the runner's at first and second as Birch stopped at second base. And Logan Blank will be the batter. And Coach Leonasio are going to take a long walk out to the mound. And I just wonder, Pierce Saylor's throwing the ball well, but you wonder if he just might be running out of gas.
Yeah, early season. Legs go, everything goes.
Well, you think, you know what, if you get 4 or 5 innings out of a starting pitcher, that's what made Daniel Sharon's outing of 6 shutout innings so impressive today. So Coach Leonesio having a chat with his starter.
That Varner kid that just got the base hit in the RBI, he's out of Hawaii.
Yeah, he can play.
But he went to Pierce Junior College in L.A.
And they're going to leave Saylor out there. Yeah, Varner Jr.'s had a good career. He's a career 320 hitter. He now has 52 RBIs in his career. And here's the other impressive thing. He has only struck out 50 times in nearly 400 career at-bats. In today's baseball, that's impressive. First pitch to blank, misses outside, ball one. I'm going to guess this might be his last hitter. I don't think they want him to see Ponce for a third time. Birch at second, Varner at first. One out, a run in. Pitch is swung on and chopped at the plate. They're going to say it is a foul ball, as that was going to be a double play, as Goldman tried to get out there and snag it in fair territory, but home plate umpire Nicholas Webb immediately called it foul, and you could see John Luke as he turned and walked back this way with his mask up, had a little grin on his face. Like, I tried. Almost got that to work.
Very alert. Pounced on it. Made the good throw to third, but that was voided.
So 1-1 the count to blank. 2-2 ball game, top of the fifth inning. Second game of a doubleheader. Central Washington won the first game 6-5 and 13. 1-1 pitch is swung and jam shot, poked foul, left field side out of play, and it's 1-2. Lights full effect here as we near the 7 o'clock mark on what has turned out to be a really nice first Saturday in February.
Super nice evening.
1-2 the count. Pitch is grounded through the hole into right field for a base hit. Rounding third is Birch. Madrigal up with it. His throw is going to be to third. Scoring is Birch on an RBI single by blank, and the Wildcats take a 3-2 lead.
Timely hitting.
Yeah, they're peppering that 3.5 hole over there.
Yep.
So Saylor gives up back-to-back RBI singles to the left-handed hitters. And again, Central Washington, a ton of lefties in their lineup. And Baba Varner Jr. goes all the way to third. So runners at the corners now. And Brandon Ponce will be the batter. He has flied out, and he has walked. First pitch fastball misses inside, ball one. And remember, Coach Leonesio had to use a lot more bullets out of his bullpen than he thought he was going to in game one. Rosen went 3 1/3. Davies went 2 1/3. Pitch is lined over Perez in the left field for a base hit. Scoring is Varner. Stopping at second is blank. Three consecutive RBI singles for the Wildcats, and it's now 4-2. And none of them have been cheap.
Yeah, no, you could see that guy has a good stick. I mean, obviously, D1 guy coming back to this level, he's on it.
Well, I think you look at it, too. It's when you allow the bottom of the order to set the table.
Yes.
This is the kind of thing that can happen, especially third time through the lineup early in the year. We're going to have a pitching change that's called to the pen, brought to you by Crivelli Insurance. 4-2 Central Washington. They are looking for more here in the top of the fifth. We'll be back with more Warrior Baseball right after this.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at or over the age of 65. If you hadn't heard, big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025. And Lori Crivelli and her team at Crivelli Insurance take the guesswork and fear out of applying for Medicare supplemental insurance. In business since 1993, Lori and her staff have a process in place to provide the best information and support for those seeking a Medicare insurance supplement. Crivelli Insurance also provides full insurance services for auto, home, farm, business, workers' comp, and even life insurance. To set up an appointment, please give them a call at 209-668-3319. That's 209-668-3319. Or you can reach them on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli Insurance, working tirelessly to help you make the best Medicare insurance decision for both you and the ones you love.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Pitcher for Stanislaus will be right-hander, I believe that is Bertoncini. It is Caleb Bertoncini. For Bertoncini, he was, as we said earlier, a swingman for the Warriors. He finished 2-1 with a 3.96 ERA in 15 games, six of them starts. He did have one complete game in 50 innings. He gave up 55 hits, 30 runs, 22 of them earned. He walked 16, struck out 35, and the first pitch fastball misses outside, ball one. And he's got what we call the magic pitch. Changeup just disappears.
That's a rough one.
Want to know the count. To lead. Swings and pops one up. Right side. Foul territory. Navarrete Jr. battling the wind and the sun. And not the sun. The lights. There's no sun. The fake sun.
The lights are good here, so it could be the sun if you want it to be.
And there are two ways he catches it in foul territory. This is what happens. You've been on the air since, well, I thought it was going to be on the air 3:45 yesterday, and it's been a long day. So, two-way. Yeah, Joe wants to give me the violin, but yeah, Joe hasn't talked, had said many words as I've had to live today. Two-way, and Andrew Sharp will be the batter. Sharp is 1-for-2. He doubled in the second and was robbed of extra bases on a great catch by Jacob Baker. First pitch to Sharp, misses outside, ball one.
So Sweeney's here trying to stop bleeding.
Yeah, Bernstein's job here is trying to give the Warriors a couple innings to try to get back in the game. Caleb did not have a great fall. He struggled a little bit. Pitch is chop foul, first base side, 1-1. He was so good last year. So the guys officially call him Bert. It was Bertoncini, not the easiest thing to say.
Yeah, nicknames are great in baseball.
Oh, they are. They're wonderful. 1-1 pitch is a changeup, misses outside, 2-1. Unless your name is Nelson and your buddies call you Nelly. Now, fortunately, Brett has adapted and it's a little bit better. He calls me B Nelly, which is much better. But when you get called Nelly and you grow up in the 80s with Little House on the Prairie, it's really not great.
Oh, I see. I thought you were the rapper.
Change up is a check swing. He went around and it's 2-2. No. This was well before that. This was Little House on the Prairie, Blonde Curly Nelly. That was not good.
That would be a problem.
That was a problem. Now I'd be like, that's cool. Because you don't want to hear me dance or sing. Breaking ball is ripped into right field for a base hit. That change up hung. Rounding third and scoring is blank. Over to third is Ponce. It is a 4-run fifth inning for the Wildcats, and it's now 5-2. And that changeup had some hang time on it.
Just got that bat head on it.
So ninth man to bat in the inning, Noah Juarez. He is grounded out twice, once to second and once back to the mound. So six hits in the inning. And a high fastball swung and I missed strike one.
So Bertoncini, I see, is from Madera, California.
Yes, he is. Local kid.
Fresno City.
Pitched exclusively out of the bullpen 2 years ago and then had to start because the Warriors just lost too many starting pitchers to injury and ineffectiveness last year. Pitched really well the back half of the year. Threw a complete game against San Marcos last year to beat the Cougars, a team that finished second in the conference and really could score. He just absolutely shut them down. 0-2 pitch is swung and it hit out into shallow right field. Out is Leonasio. He'll get there. He'll make the catch. And the side is retired, but not before the Wildcats put up a four spot, four runs on six hits, no errors. They leave two. We're halfway through game two of this doubleheader. It's the Wildcats 5 and the Warriors 2.
We're all fascinated by distant places, dreaming of adventures and opportunities.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
But what about the world right outside your door? Welcome to City Direct. As a proud family-owned business, we deliver over 94,000 magazines to mailboxes every month, filled with advertisements for local small businesses, community events, nonprofit organization ads, high school and college sports schedules, and loads of coupons. So why look far away when you can find so much right here at home? Look for us in your mailbox or visit our website at citydirectinc.com to get your copy of Turlock Direct, Modesto Direct, or Oakdale Riverbank Direct, and